A harmonious ceremony is held for Afghan National Security Forces assuming control over a teaching institution from NATO Training Mission Afghanistan. A large room filled with students partake in the transition of the Kabul English Language Training Center, also known as Celtic. The center is transitioned to the Afghan Forces Language Institute, AFLI. The school teaches language through classroom training, audio labs, and multimedia instruction. This training creates a more open and professional communication with coalition forces and properly prepares them for future training with international schools. Brigadier General Wayne Eyre, the commander of NATO Training Mission Afghanistan, sincerely expresses his confidence in the Afghans to officially command the school and for the students' continued dedication to learning.
And this is just another sign of campaign success. As the Afghans gain more and more proficiency in their ability to deliver training, they're taking on these additional responsibilities.
This school is one of many that have recently been transferred from coalition lead to Afghan lead. It has 21 classrooms and the capability of teaching up to 252 full-time students, as well as English teaching instructors.
I congratulate you for your hard work, your proficiency, and your proven ability to deliver quality training and education as you assume responsibility for this institution.
Colonel Habib Todakil, the Afghan Foreign Language Institute Commandant for the last 10 years, deeply appreciates the coalition's guidance and trust to operate the school independently.
I appreciate the hard work and dedication of all American instructors and people who work at CG7 for their support and guidance. They run this program for many years, and now they transition the program to us. And I'm very glad that today we have the ability to run these programs.
Reporting from Kabul, Afghanistan, I'm Staff Sergeant Christy Dispinette.